Hi, this is Jennifer Kemp for the AM News, and I'm here today with Shanti and Jordy, and they're looking to open up an info shop called North Star Info Shop in the next year or so.
Hey, I'm Shanti.
Hi, I'm Jordy.
Hi. So I know you guys' info shop used to be called Axiom Info Shop, and you're changing the name. Where did the original name come from, and why are you changing it? Where did the second name come from?
Axiom means, the definition of axiom is a self-evident truth or a commonly understood truth. We thought it was a cool definition, we thought it was a cool word in a sense, but we ended up, after thinking about it for a while, we ended up thinking that it was a bit too kind of scientific and cold and harsh, not very like warm or friendly. So we wanted to go with a different feel, something that had like a more accessible, friendlier feel, not so like antiseptic almost, you know, something with more life and like organic feel to it.
And I think we like the imagery of North Star more. It brings to mind like a lot of like nice imagery. Instead of with Axiom, it's kind of hard to think of something that comes to mind. And also like Axiom was like a band's name in Portland, I guess. So a lot of people, when they heard the name Axiom, thought of that band. So that was kind of another.
No, it was like a Swedish band, I think. But like a Portland band too. I mean, it's so confusing. See, that's how we changed the name.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So can you talk a little bit about the mission of your info shop?
Yeah. The mission basically is to cultivate and support community. That's going to be reflected in like the kind of books we carry and in the other activities that we do within the bookstore walls. Our big mission is to cultivate and support community projects, other collectives and other like projects and movements in Portland that work to support healthy communities. Everything from like community gardens to Funat lawns to like maybe child care collectives. We want to seek out projects that we like and then use the profits from the bookstore to help support those projects through perhaps mini grants or mentorship programs or advising, things like that.
We also want to serve as like a drop-in network center as well, so people can feel comfortable to come in and not have to buy anything. There'll be free literature available and most likely free coffee and tea. And so it can just be somewhere where people can feel comfortable coming in and hanging out, and they don't have to be sitting in a cafe and paying money. So
that sounds really cool. So are you going for like more of a community meeting space as well as just a bookstore?
That's going to be one of the things that we're going to serve as. We want to make it open. We want to make it a space where we can kind of partition off an area. Like at any time of the day, someone can come in and have a meeting, because it's one of our ways that we're going to be supporting other collectives is giving them like a quiet, nice space to be able to meet and think and talk about what they, yeah, for free. So, and we'll be there as a resource as well if they need any help with their meetings.
Yeah, we're probably going to have like an entire section, like kind of like behind the scenes, like in the back of the building to have a meeting space, kind of like what we're sitting in right now.
Would you compare it to Laughing Horse, per se?
There's definitely some commonality between Laughing Horse and what we're doing, but we're going to be pretty distinctly different. We're going to be paying ourselves for one. We're going to be keeping a small collective. We want to be as organized as possible, and one of the ways that we want to do that is to maintain a small collective and only have as many people as we really need to, you know, get the work done and get it done well. We want to move beyond kind of the barriers that come with identifying as a political bookstore, and we definitely will have a lot of political books, like radical and anarchist books. We also want to have books that appeal to just people's sense of community and address that appeals to people's like kind of common sense.
Nice. So you guys have both mentioned that you're going to have a lot of collectives and organizations involved with this. Do you have anyone on board yet, or is this kind of hypothetical at this point?
Well, the way that we're going to have other collectives involved is basically they'll come to us and they'll be like, hey, you know, we need some sort of mentorship, or we'd like to work with you on working on our project. They won't necessarily be working with on North Star with us. I don't know if that's the question, but yeah, they'll be working. We'll be helping them work on their collectives, and through doing that, I'm sure that we'll both learn a lot from like their processes and what they're doing. And by having that contact with all of the collectives, we can find ways to work together, because we want to build community, and so that can be a really good way that we can like work together and they can be involved in what we're doing.
Yeah, basically, that's pretty accurate. Like, there's some groups we've been talking about sharing the space with once we open, but that's like entirely hypothetical right now. And yeah, I mean, we've been getting lots of feedback from different groups about what we're doing, and so far it's been like entirely positive. But they're not going to be involved with the space except for like holding events and holding meetings and holding workshops and things like that. We might, you know, like do fundraisers and things like that. Like, you know, like all the book sales with like a certain section or something like might go to fundraise for like a group, like for a week or something like that, you know, but otherwise.
Do you have a location yet?
No.
Not yet. Do you have like a neighborhood that would be your ideal location?
We're thinking it'd be cool to locate in North or Northeast Portland. We both live there. I grew up there for most of my life, and we think there's a definite need out there. We're keeping it pretty open. We still need to fundraise a lot, and we're working on that before we even think about finding a location yet. Our goal is to fundraise $30,000 or so, and our goal is to do that by next summer, and we're confident in that, but if it's a bit too early for us to be looking for a space yet. We don't have enough money to even secure it, so we'd just be purely like teasing ourselves if we found the perfect spot.
Yeah, definitely. So you said that you were going to have a lot of community oriented books. Do you have any specific examples of like types of books or specific books that you'd like to have in the bookshop, and how are you going to do the selection process?
We're buying books right now because we're selling them at the Alberta Co-op and the Red and Black Cafe, and so we've got the process down a little bit of basically buying the books that we want and then continuing to keep them in stock. But we're going to have books specifically on, like, gardening and cooking. That's kind of what we're getting right now, gardening, cooking, general DIY stuff. Specific examples, do you have any, Shanti?
We have several herbal, like, recipe books and, like, herbal medicine books. We have, like, organic and raw and vegan cookbooks. A few more kind of, like, general, like, permaculture and sustainable living books. The Toolbox for Sustainable City Living is a pretty popular one that I would recommend. At the Red and Black, we also have a fair amount of environmental books. So the books we're going to be carrying are going to like reflect community. With our books, we kind of want to ask the question of like, what can we all do to support healthy communities? And we want our books to like ask that question and reflect that question. So that's going to like range from books on like alternative parenting and radical parenting and like de-schooling and homeschooling to like growing your own food and like alternative like food economics and like local economies, like things like food not lawns and food not bombs as well. Like what else, like, you know, activism and like community organizing and like models for that. A variety of like political and like radical movements. Pretty wide spectrum. We want to like take the typical like political books that you might find at the radical bookstores, but broaden the horizon and like take inspiration from sources that we feel like radicals and anarchists don't, that they typically overlook.
Yeah, that's a really cool idea, because I guess like a lot of political bookstores and info shops and things are really interested in like emphasizing the problems with our society, but not necessarily creating solutions. So it sounds like you guys are really into more of like the solution and like the what you can actually do aspect of it, which I think is awesome. So are you going for sustainability a lot with this bookstore?
Yeah, I think that would be one of the ways you could definitely put like our book selection and the fact that we ourselves are going to be self-sustainable financially. But yeah, our books will reflect, you know, independent ways of living and healthy ways of living. So sustainability is definitely one way that I would describe it.
Like basically what we're all about is communities that are independent, free of like corporate and state rule, and are able to support themselves, you know, economically and like, you know, like with food and with resources and whatnot. And also at the same time, while being independent and like self-sustainable, like we want it to be sustainable, to like, to be like in peace with the environment and not to destroy the environment. We'll do that as much as possible with our own bookstore. Just kind of the nature of books, though, is not entirely sustainable, but we're going to be definitely emphasizing that as much as possible. We're going to be like all the materials in our store are going to be like reused and salvaged, not only to, you know, not only to benefit the environment, but to, you know, save money for us too. So, yeah, so it'll be as sustainable as is possible.
What kind of methods for fundraising are you working on?
We're doing kind of the usual, like putting on events. We've had a few shows and we're planning other smaller events that are community oriented. But the main way that we are looking to raise money is we're launching a donor program in August that will basically present people with our business plan and our mission, and we'll sit down with whoever's interested and talk to them about what we're about and hopefully get some donors. And yeah, that's the main way we're doing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, we keep on using the word community, and it's not just some, like, you know, silly buzzword for us. It's not just like a gimmick. Like, we're really about that, and we feel strongly that like North Star should be like a product of the community. We really want this to like be born from community support, and so like it's really important that anyone who thinks this is a good idea or like that this is something they would want in their neighborhood should support us. People can donate right now on our website, which is currently our old name. It's axiominfoshop.org, but it's soon going to be northstarinfoshop.org, and the old web address will automatically transfer you to the new one once it's up. But there's a donate button. You can donate as much as you want, as often as you want, and that's really going to be how we fund our startup costs. Once we open, we'll be entirely like financially self-sustainable. We'll you know, we're designing our business plan so that we can like maintain like operations from book sales, and then some. Like, we're gonna have enough profit from book sales to fund to like, you know, keep the store going, but then also to fund to subsidize our nonprofit work also. But we just need to get the startup costs covered.
Nice. And you can also check them out on Facebook. I friended them last night.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you have any more events coming up for like any benefit type of things?
We're focusing purely on fundraising right now. We really want to like get our donor program like completely like, you know, complete and launch that before focusing too much on other events. We really just want to like make our goal of opening by next summer, and so we're doing everything we can to do that. But and you can always buy our books at the Red and Black Cafe and at Alberta Street Co-op to support us too.
And we'll be at Last Thursday in August too. So yeah, you can buy cupcakes from us then. And you can talk to us too. Like, if you have questions,
yeah, please.
We'll be there. We really like talking about this. We're really nerdy about it. So Yeah.
We've already met with a few people, like, you know, on a pretty, like, random basis. People have, like, emailed us saying that they, like, are interested in our work and maybe can't donate, but we just want to talk about it. And we've done that several times already, and we're totally open to doing that more in the future if people want to meet with us and, like, figure out what we're all about.
Do you guys have anything else you want to mention about the info shop?
So, a big part of what we're going to be doing is what we call project support. It's basically this like, you know, series of programs that we're working on to help cultivate and support community projects and movements and collectives in Portland. There's kind of like three like pillars to this program. The first one is mini grants. We're going to be offering mini grants of $100 to $500 or so to projects or groups that we think are cool. And secondly, there's what we're calling. Secondly, we're gonna assemble a team of volunteer advisors and mentors to mentor new or struggling collectives. And these are gonna be people who have like a lot of experience with organizing or activism, and can offer their kind of individual and collective expertise to help these new or struggling groups out. And then thirdly, we're going to be having like a whole like series of like network events, basically giving people a chance to meet each other and share ideas and share practices and models and figure out, you know, maybe how we can work together to make Portland a better place to be. Like, we actually always reference KBOO. Like, we're like, yeah, like, if you want to, like, you know, maybe try to get some, like, you know, if you want, like, want to get the word out about whatever you're doing, then you can, like, contact people at KBOO, and maybe someone will, like, pick you up and, like, want, and, like, interview you. And then, like, the other one we always reference is, like, Free Geek. Like, if you're looking to get computers for free or for cheap, like, Free Geek is a really great resource, and they're really supportive. So we're going to be connecting people to resources like that, but I feel like we haven't quite developed that idea fully enough yet to really talk about it on the radio.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you have a year finalize all the details.
Started planning this like far in advance. Like, we've seen countless groups form and like disband within just a few months. A lot of groups get caught up on silly things like decision-making structures and, like, organizational structures, and they never even do any, like, work. They never get a chance to even, like, do what they formed to do. And so we really want to avoid that. And so, like, with our fundraising, our startup budget that we're budgeting is going to cover 6 months' worth of operating expenses as well as startup costs. So we are definitely looking at being, like, prepared, and we're taking our sweet time and doing that, so that we are sure that we'll, you know, be able to do it right.
Well, thanks so much for coming to talk to me.
Yeah, thank you.
Once again, this is Jordy and Shanti, and their info shop is called North Star, and you can check them out at the website, which right now is axiominfoshop.org, but will soon be changing.